Airbnb can make travel cheaper than staying in a hotel. Now more people are using it as a replacement for an apartment, even if that means living in a stranger's home and staying for a few months with other strangers. Reporter Peter Talbot has more.
A few summers ago, Katie Lou McCusker stayed at an Airbnb in Washington State for 2 months. It was kind of like living with an aunt, she says, except she owed the homeowner $1,000 a month to live there. And it turned out she was kind of a fussy aunt.
So there was a lot of issues with her being like, oh, wow, you're using the kitchen again. Or, oh, there's a full kernel of rice on the floor.
McCusker had landed a 2-month internship at a wildlife rehab center and needed to find a place to live fast.
I got into kind of a time crunch, and it turned out like the cheapest and best thing that I could do was to Airbnb.
McCusker is among a new type of renter staying longer. Airbnb is known for short-term stays in someone else's home, but in August, the company announced it was buying Urbandor, which helps people find apartments for extended stays, like a month or two. Airbnb says that's a big part of its future. And long stays are happening more often. In Austin, Texas, for example, 3 years ago, there were just 88 of these long-term listings on Airbnb and similar sites. Now, there are more than 900. Often, these renters just landed a new job, are moving out after a breakup, or are going through some other life change. And often, they're pretty responsible.
They typically have jobs and families, and because of that, they tend to not be like hosting parties every night.
Ulrich Binzer is a CEO of Host Compliance, which helps cities enforce local regulations for short-term rentals.
Short-term rentals are essentially transients coming from out of town to have a good time, and they're not really part of the city.
But long-term Airbnbs can come with their own frustrations and weirdness. Will Andrus, an intern living in D.C. this fall, wound up crammed into a 2-bedroom apartment with up to 7 other guests. 4 people to a room, each sleeping on a bunk bed.
People would be staying for 1, 2, 3 days on end, and since I was staying there for a couple months, it was an interesting dynamic, to say the least.
I've experienced some of that interesting dynamic myself. While I was an intern at NPR, I lived in an Airbnb for 3 months.
How's your night going?
It's good, okay. How's yours?
Not so bad.
So I'm walking through my Airbnb toward the kitchen, and today, the sink actually looks pretty good, which is cool because a lot of days it's full of pretty nasty dishes, and since I'm living with 7 other roommates, I often don't know whose they are. Honestly, I don't even know most of these people's names.
And that's the thing. Being in my Airbnb is like being in an elevator with strangers. It's awkward. I don't know any of the people there, they come and go, and I'm not sure what to say. The only difference is I'm living with them. For hosts, taking long-term renters can actually be a way to ease the chaos of having even more people constantly going in and out of their homes. Rodney D'Souza rents out a space in his Austin, Texas home on Airbnb. He started out taking short-term renters, and the first weekend, there was a music festival in town.
I had college students come in, and they were more like party-type people. They had a whole bunch of friends over and stuff, which was kind of crazy.
D'Souza later switched his listing to a 30-day minimum. Now, the guests are different. A snowbird escaping the cold of Minnesota, a nurse who had just quit her job and needed housing for her and her daughter while she found work. And with rental prices as high as they are in so many cities, people like D'Souza may be hosting a lot more people for weeks or months at a time. For NPR News, I'm Peter Talbot.